Judge Terry O'Connor, 114, 114. Judge Bill Edwards, 116, 113. Judge Dave Paris, 117, 112. The winner, and still, the WBO Worldwide Heavyweight Champion from the Kepton Forest in the blue corner, Nathan Cleverly.
This is too much, and referee Terry O'Connor has stopped the fight. And Sergey Kovalev has a fourth-round TKO, and he made it look easy. Well, we told you about Bellew asking the referee, give me a chance, don't count me out early on. So now he's tasted the canvas, and he's going to get it stopped right here. That will do it. Bellew was defenseless against Stevenson's left hand, and that was a good stoppage because it saved him from serious damage.
We fought for a belt that shouldn't have even been a world title. It was no better than a domestic title. Forget belts, forget everything. I just want to hit you.
Keep on talking, Mick. I've already beat you. And guess what?
But do you really believe that? You don't believe.
I'm going to spank you again. Again. Once more. I've already spanked you. And I'm going to do it again.
Welcome, everyone, to the Echo Arena in this wonderful city of Liverpool. I think, firstly, like me, you'll all be delighted that we've made this huge fight. Repeat and revenge. Tony Bellew against Nathan Cleverly.
This fight has been, I'd say, 3 years in the making. He's whinged, he's moaned, he's cried, he wanted this rematch, and now he's for it.
The fact of the matter is, you're not that bright because you're facing me in a rematch. If you was as bright as you like to believe, you wouldn't be facing me, you'd be running. But after you've fought me, you're not going to fight again.
Three, two, one, go!
It's 12:30 p.m. on Thursday the 16th of October. It's 3 years and a day since Nathan Cleverly was victorious against Tony Bellew in Liverpool. That night they fought for Cleverly's WBO light heavyweight title. In 37 days' time, they will fight again. This time there is no title on the line. Both men have suffered defeats, and another loss on November the 22nd could mean the end of the road.
Probably broken now. Can't cheat on these. Can't get away with it.
Cleverly is trackside at the National Indoor Athletic Centre in Cardiff. And trainer Darren Wilson is putting him through a sprint session.
Tony does that. Show his legs. Tony, you better aim for like 10.
It's been a long camp for this one. You know, I started nice and early in training. So I think by the time fight comes, you know, you're talking 15, 16 weeks I've been in training. So I made sure I'm prepared to the best I possibly can, and it's needed to for this fight. It was a massive fight, and leaving no stone unturned. For me, this is the foundation of it for me. You know, this is this sprint session today and the athletic track. I enjoy it. Other people have got their own methods. Some like to swim, some like to cycle, some just like to box in the gym. It's whatever suits them, really, but I found something that works for me. And I'm going to continue to do it, and and enjoy it as much as I can. Stay relaxed. Last few camps has been very good, but this one I've just stepped up a notch again. You know, better opposition in this fight, tough opposition. I've got a hungry opponent in front of me. We've got history. It's a personal grudge match. We both want to win, and we'd both give it everything. So I'm just making sure I'm going to give it that little bit more, and pull off this big victory for me.
Wilson took over the coaching reins from Cleverly's father, Vince, after he lost his world title in Cardiff to Sergey Kovalev.
Myself and Darren, we're training well. You know, it's just myself and Darren in the gym, working together. You know, it's quite quiet. Good one-on-one training. Enjoying it. You know, and that's important. That's an important thing. I'm enjoying my training again. We connect well, you know, good understanding. We work together. We both have our input. he inputs his thoughts, I input my thoughts, and it's working well. You know, the first two fights have gone maybe better than expected. You know, two KO victories in the early rounds. So it's just a matter of us keeping this momentum going now.
Now it's starting to hurt. Lactic acid, we're six down. Start feeling the lactic acid build up now.
You lose this fight and you wonder where your career's going, but win this fight, it opens so many doors. It opens a door to a world title fight, and that will give me the opportunity to become a two-weight world champion, which is something that's very rarely done in the sport of boxing. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a chance to make history, and that would be a special achievement. So, but this fight is in the way of that, and this opponent's in the way of that. So it's a big obstacle in front of me, and you know, I need to bulldoze my way through this opponent to keep that dream alive. He's in the way, and it's up to me to conquer it and get to it.
Keep digging, last one. Right through, right through.
Spot on, F. Good. Finish. When it comes to sporting rivalries, some are natural geographical delineations.
There for Justin Tipperick.
Others have the weight of history behind them.
In comes Underwood again now. Builder Jenner builds this through wide the crease, a quicker one. And he goes off Betton Paird. He's caught. He's out caught. Underwood has got the wicket. He was caught there by Fletcher at Silly Point, and England have won the Ashes.
And then there are those which are manufactured, developed by one opponent to best antagonise the other into response.
The fools still think that chump Joe Frazier can beat me. I'm going to give him a real whooping. I got a little gorilla here. This is his conscience. I keep it right in my pocket everywhere I go. And I wrote a short poem. It says there will be a killer and a thriller and a killer when I get the gorilla in Manila.
You ain't a legend. You're a legend. You don't
know. I would never let a white boy beat me. I'd never let a white boy beat me. You can call it any statement you want. Anybody can print that. I would never lose to a white person.
The genesis of this particular sporting rivalry goes not to Liverpool's Echo Arena, but to a press conference at the O2 Arena in London, some 5 months before the pair clashed in the ring.
Tony, that's an excuse, because you know you're going to get knocked out.
I'm asking you.
He knows he's going to get
Stop
knocked out.
Stop avoiding the question.
I've
Be honest.
8 hours.
Be honest and answer the question.
That's an excuse. You're already preparing
Be
excuses.
Be honest and answer the question.
No excuses. You're here to fight. Be a man and fight.
Right. Let's answer the question.
It was Cleverley's coming out party, and Bellew crashed it. The Welshman became champion outside of the ring when Jürgen Bremer pulled out of their world title contest. The Merseysider cut weight in an attempt to become a last-minute replacement.
I'll take off training one night.
Let's do it right now!
The boxing board stepped in and stopped the Englishman from fighting, saying he had cut too much weight too quickly. Cleverley's coronation continued, but the seeds were planted with promoter Frank Warren for an all-British world title fight.
Right now,
crack it out.
Sit down.
You nutter.
Up until this point of his career, Bellew had fought just 16 times as a professional, winning them all. In his own opinion, the Bellew of 2011 was not up to standard.
Where was he at in his career? Well, he was a 16-fight novice. The best person he'd fought was Oval McKenzie. He'd never really boxed anyone of any note. He also was on the verge of being anemic. Just a totally different person, mate. Like I say, I could have lost my rag at any stage, and I'd have been very unpredictable. But when you're taking 3 stone off a body that can only lose a stone, then, you know, it's understood why then that's happened.
After 40 wins in 47 amateur bouts, the Liverpudlian turned professional in October of 2007. Cleverley was already unbeaten in 10 professional contests, the baby of the famed Team Calzaghe.
in boxing terms is Joe Calzaghe. He's a fabulous trainer, the best pound for pound fighter in the world, and to be in the same gym, the same camp as Joe Calzaghe is just a privilege. And sometimes I even get the opportunity to spar one of the best pound for pound fighters in the world. Obviously, you know, he takes it easy, and he throws about 20 punches in 2 seconds against me, but he's, you know, he's phenomenal. And to be in the same ring sometimes sparring with Joe, oh, you know, it's a dream come true.
Both men were promoted by Frank Warren, the leading British promoter at the time, and their paths crossed regularly, fighting on the same bills. Cleverly, with his father Vince taking over the reins from Enzo Calzaghe, winning the titles first.
The winner and still the British and Commonwealth light heavyweight champion, Nathan Cleverly, the winner and the new European light heavyweight champion from the Cefn Forest in Wales, Nathan Cleverly.
Bellew chasing and hunting his man down, picking up titles as Cleverly vacated them.
The winner in the blue corner and the new Commonwealth light heavyweight champion from Liverpool, Tony the Bomber Bellew.
You put the fella from the valleys in the ring with me, it will be exciting. I promise. You put Nathan Cleverly in the ring with me, I'll come to fight. He will run, I will fight. I'll box to my strengths when I get in the ring with that clown with a velvet jacket on. And when I do, I'm going to leave him unconscious and I'm going to celebrate in his corner when I've done it.
After the false start at the O2 in May of 2011, the two men clashed for the first time at the Echo Arena in Liverpool that October.
Liverpool, are you ready?
Tony Bellew, the challenger. Nathan Cleverly, the WBO light heavyweight world champion. The overhand right makes contact with Cleverly's head there from Bellew, and that was decent from the challenger. And another great right from Bellew, and Cleverly needs to be careful. He needs to back away a little. Cleverly onto the back ropes and tries to fire off shots, but a great left hook comes from Cleverly to the head of Bellew. That's a decent shot that time. Bellew forces his way through sheer willpower back to centre ring.
And I think he heard Nathan with a body shot right at the end of the round there.
That is a great right from Bellew. He's got his man back. Another great right from Bellew, and Cleverly has absorbed both of them and ducks out of the way. Good left from Cleverly. Good left from Bellew at the same time. Both men make contact with the head. Both men making an impact. Both men firing huge shots. A great left hook from Cleverly. Another from Cleverly makes contact with the left side of Bellew's head. That was far tougher than anyone predicted it would be.
Okay, we go to the scorecard. We have a majority decision. Judge Terry O'Connor, 114-114. Judge Bill Edwards, 116-113. Judge Dave Parris, 117-112. The winner, and still, the WBO Worldwide Heavyweight Champion from the Cefn Forest, in the blue corner, Nathan Cleverly.
And look at that from Nathan Cleverly. He goes over to Tony Bellew, a distraught Tony Bellew, and raises his hands in the air and says fair play.
Both guys can hold their heads up high. They absolutely thrilling fight. Tony Bellew definitely proved that he can be on the world stage.
After the first fight, we fought a really close fight. You know, I'm not going to sit here and whinge and say I was blindly robbed, because that's just not the truth. I fought a really close fight. It's one of them that can go either way. Don't get me wrong, I thought I'd done enough. I was the home fighter. I thought I've done enough here, my hand's going to get raised. And it didn't. Well, so be it. But, you know, after that fight, we came together. We embraced, as you do after a fight. And the words that he said to me was, you know, that's the hardest fight I've ever had. You know, when I'm having a rematch and I don't want to fight you again and, you know, thank you and whatever it was. And then literally 20 minutes later goes into a press conference, into a room full of journalists, and I comes in. You don't really remember much after a fight, to be honest. You've just took 500-600 punches to the head. You're not going to remember much. But when I look back on the press conference at the actual videotape of it, his words were, I beat him with two broken ribs. I beat him easy. I didn't get out of first gear. He's not that good. And basically, you know, he just told lies, and that really did get to me, and that's something that'll never go away.